Cape Talk, the US Report with Adrian Brune.
The US Report with Adrian Brune, all the way from Manhattan in the United States in New York. Adrian, a very good morning to you. Thank you so much for joining us on the show. How are you doing this morning?
I'm well, Abs. And you, how are things on your end?
Absolutely fantastic. Thank you so much. It is a Friday and we're getting some little bit of rain, albeit it's light showers. It doesn't matter. We'll take anything we can find right now. But Adrian, hey, the Fourth World War. It seems if it's not with North Korea, it is with Russia. If it's not with Russia, it's someone else. But the constant is the United States.
Right, Abs, let's hope not. So, quote, we do not participate in Twitter diplomacy, unquote. That's what a Kremlin spokesman said yesterday after President Donald Trump tweeted that Russia should, quote, get ready for a U.S. missile strike on Syria in response to last weekend's chemical attack in Douma. Though Trump later struck a conciliatory tone, suggesting that there was no reason for confrontation, the White House said that a strike was still under consideration. Syrian forces were reportedly preparing for such an attack, while a senior Russian lawmaker said that his country was boosting its air defenses after Russia and a Western coalition of the U.S., the U.K., and France butted heads over at the United Nations. Russia has vetoed a resolution that would have investigated chemical weapons use in Syria, as well as the responsibility for it. And Russia still denies that there was a chemical attack at all over the weekend in Douma, warning U.S. envoys against an, quote, illegal military adventure, unquote. So I have for you a quick clip of Defense Secretary James Mattis, who was up on Capitol Hill today. He was talking to a committee about the prospect of war.
U.S. capable of striking Assad's chemical weapons facilities?
Now, the first thing we have to look at is why a chemical weapon still being used at all when Russia was the framework guarantor of removing all the chemical weapons. And so working with our allies and partners from NATO to Qatar and elsewhere, we're going to address this issue.
Can you rule out taking action, launching airstrikes against Assad, Mr. Secretary?
I don't rule out anything right now. Thank you very much, ladies and gentlemen.
All right, and still talking about the United States, Adrian, what is with the speaker? Apparently he has retired or resigned.
Yeah, Paul Ryan has left the building. So, House Speaker, he's the Speaker of the House of Representatives, that's the lower chamber of our parliament. Paul Ryan announced Wednesday that he will not seek re-election and will indeed retire in January. Now, there have been rumors for some time that Ryan could leave, as he was thought to have little interest in the job, given that he was once chairman of the powerful House Ways and Means Committee, which is basically the budget committee for every segment of the government. So, but he was roundly seen as the only person who could get the votes necessary to be elected Speaker of the House. Now, Speaker of the House is third in line for the presidency, should the president, the vice president, something happen to them, should they die. But along came Donald Trump, and so getting out of the spotlight now, especially during the Trump presidency, could help Ryan's ambitions for higher office. Although he has said he is retiring to spend more time with his children. With the midterm elections looming, his announcement, however, cast doubt over the Republicans' ability to retain control over the House of Representatives. But it also reveals how Trump's combative populist style is reshaping the party that's seen several dozen members retire since he took office. One in particular, moderate Republican Charlie Dent, who's also retiring, said, we can, quote, we can all read between the lines. This is not an easy administration to be dealing with, unquote. So rather than put up with it, they're just heading out.
And talk about Kevin Spacey. Is he, the assault charges, do they still stand?
Well, the Los Angeles District Attorney's Office says that it's looking into alleged sexual abuse by Spacey, which reportedly occurred in 1992 and involved an adult male. Though Spacey couldn't be prosecuted for that incident, since that California statute of limitations has expired, the results of a four-month investigation have been passed to the the Entertainment Industry Sex Crimes Task Force for review. The Hollywood and stage actor is also the subject of an ongoing police investigation in Massachusetts and in England, and has been accused of sexual misconduct by at least 15 men.
And look, I am a Lord of the Rings fan. I have seen all of the movies. So I believe there's something on the cards for us.
Yes, as they say, old hobbits die hard. Nearly 45 years after the author's death, a fan will get another book set in the world of The Lord of the Rings. Edited by the author's son, The Fall of Gondolin was described as the holy grail of Tolkien texts by the Tolkien Society. Now, the author, J.R.R. Tolkien, had referred to his unfinished work, later compiled in a Middle Earth chronicle called the Silmarillion, as, quote, the first real story of this imaginary world, unquote. Now, the 300-page novel about the rise and fall of an 11 kingdom, or I'm sorry, of the kingdom, will be released on 30th of August.
Certainly, we'll be looking forward to that, and maybe they could make it into another movie. Who knows? Crossing fingers.
I'm sure they will.
Adrian, thank you so much for joining us on the show this morning. It is a Friday morning after all. Do have a fantastic day further. Hey, listen, it's Friday the 13th. Do you believe in ghosts?
No, not really. And I don't really like the movies either. I don't think I've seen one entirely through. Not a horror movie fan, so. Yeah.
You don't like the movies?
Bit of a rough week. What?
You don't like the movies? You haven't seen all... You know what, Adrian?
I've not seen one of.
No, I can't talk to you anymore.
Not the entire way through. I've seen scenes. So you have to talk to me, Ab.
Yeah, no,
I mean, I'm your U.S. correspondent. You have no choice.
Yeah, I think we need space for this weekend. I think we need space. You haven't seen Friday the 13th movies? I think we need space for the weekend. You know, you do your thing. I'll do mine. We'll chat again next week. Thank you so much, Adrian. Good morning to you.
Sounds good.
Cheers. Hey.